Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the Endtown play. Well, plays. This is play 3, Cain and Abel. We recorded the first 10 plays as exploring sessions in 2019, and I hope we'll be able to keep up the pressure in 2020 so that I will have the first half done by the end of the year. Promises, promises. If you want to help that happen, become a patron today at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Your support genuinely is vital, otherwise one day we will have to stop. Or if you can't manage a regular commitment, buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com. That's ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. If you've listened to our Chester explorations, then there's obviously another version of this play you can compare this with. We've done an exploration and a full cast audio version of the Chester, Cain and Abel play. It's never a cheerful story, but in this cycle, and we have to be careful when we use the word cycle, Cain will return. There are lots of different digital and physical editions out there, but you can go to the show notes to quickly find an online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Richard Fawcett, Mark Scanlon and Alan Scott, and I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is Endtown Play 3, Cain and Abel.
Who was Adam last time? You were Adam, weren't you? Yeah. You better be Adam again. Adam does briefly appear.
Hello, Dad.
You were God last time, weren't you? Were you God last time?
I think I was.
You were God, yes. So you've drawn the short straw. You'll be God again.
Oh dear,
Richard, would you like to be Cain? I'm not suggesting that we're following any logical biblical lines here of you. You were the serpent, Satan, last time.
Cain sounds good.
So you're Abel.
I wish I was.
I don't think there's an angel or anyone else in that particular play, so it's just the four of you. I'm just going to follow along on a slightly different version to make sure there's no stage directions that might have got missed out in this text version. I think there might be a few stage directions that you don't have.
One of the interesting things is we've got, what, 5 pages of text here, and there's actually less than 20 verses in the authorised version that cover the whole story.
Yeah. It's an elaboration, it says here, of Genesis. and that there are various other sources that have come in between the two to create this. So, if you want to play around with accents again, please, it doesn't have to, you know, you were doing so well last time. Don't be afraid to do something that isn't quite Suffolk, or something that just sounds a bit more yokel, to just play around with the vowel sounds and see how we go. Take your time, stop and start as we like.
I would fain know how I should do to serve my Lord God to his pleasing. Therefore, Cain, brother, let us now go to our father, without letting, suing him in virtue and in nurture, to come to the high joy celestial, remembering to be clean and pure. For myself, we might lithely fall against heaven king.
So I think that's in misrule.
Probably is.
For in misrule, we might lightly fall.
English of this is slightly more opaque, isn't it?
It is. Mm. It is. I think that's got to be misrule.
Okay.
So it's might lightly fall.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Try that one again. For in misrule.
Right. Remembering to be clean and pure. For in misrule, we might lightly fall against heaven king. Let us now don our diligence to come to our father's presence. Good brother. Pass we hens to know for our living. Living.
As to my father, let us now teach and know what shall be his talking. And yet I hold it but vanity to go to him for any speaking, to leer of his law. For I have good enow plenty, or can be merry, so mot I thee. What the hell is that all? Though my father I never see, I give not thereof an whore. Whore is presumably what in English nowadays we'd render as a shit.
Yes,
and I think so mote it thee let it be. So mote it thee.
So might it be. Yes.
Yeah, so I can be
merry. The number of rituals.
So Abel. Let's go back to Abel first, before we go forward. So, We've sort of just jumped straight into the lessons you've been taught about God, presumably. That's sort of where I'm going with this. Because you're very...
To be clean and pure, yes.
Yes, to serve my Lord God to his pleasing. And it's just that thing. You're demonstrating to the audience straight away that you're lovely.
I know.
Aren't they annoying when they're lovely? As to my father, now, Cain... As to my father, let us now go. The T must mean go, mustn't it?
Yeah.
And that's presumably Adam, because you're about to go and talk to Adam. It's not talking about your father, God. It's got to be father, father. So, and to know what he shall be, what shall be is talking. So you're going to go to find out what Adam's saying today. So your pride... Cain there, hold it but vanity to go to him for any speaking to Lear of his law. You don't want to hear of anybody else's opinion, you're only interested in your own.
Because I'm all right, Jack.
Yep. But if I have good enow plenty, I can be merry. So, yeah, you're all right, Jack. Yep, you've got everything you need.
Yeah.
You've had a good harvest, which we'll be getting to votive offerings a bit later, I think. But it's this immediate difference in character that we're seeing.
Is he having a moan about knowing his father he never sees? I misinterpreted that. Though my father I never see.
I think the context will be if my father I never see.
Mm.
You know, if I don't see him.
Yeah, if I don't see him, right. I don't care.
I couldn't give a monkey's.
Yes.
That's the way I view it. Somehow or other, it is a subjunctive rather than.
Yeah.
Mm.
Straightforward proposition.
And the thing is, yeah. And the thing is that the play opens with this random four lines of Abel at the top there, which suggests that there is something that came before you spoke. So that we've got a lopped off. Some text has been lopped off here somewhere. Mm. So that might be why it's a bit like whoop, you're suddenly. There's no sort of introductory oomph.
Well, that would be the force of misrule, wouldn't it? Because if we don't have eternal guidance, then we risk falling into a state of misrule. We're going to break the rules because we don't know them. That, of course, being the point.
Because it does sound like Abel is replying to something that's been said.
Yeah.
You know, I would fain know how I should do to serve my Lord God. So it's like you said, I don't care about God. And you said, well, I would like to know. It's that sort of... sense of a half missed conversation. Anyway, let's carry on. Abel is right sovereign father. So you, presumably
they've now arrived.
Is that a rhetorical or is that actually to Adam? I think that's probably to Adam. Let's find out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Must be.
So you've walked towards Adam and kneeling down or something in abeyance to his wonderful Adamness.
Right sovereign father, seemly, sad and sure, ever we thank you in heart, body and thought, and always sure will our life may endure, as in inwardly in hurt it can be sought. Both my brother and I, father, I fall upon your knee, to know how we shall rewarded be.
Is that ruled?
Yes, I think it is.
So you fall onto your knee. I fall onto your knee. So it's either you're sitting on his knee, which would be a bit weird. But I think we'll go and say you're kneeling down in front of him. Right down
here. Fall onto your knee to know how we should be rewarded be. For goods that falleth both him and me, I would fain were wheat, wort.
I would truly, fain were wheat, truly. Truly.
Were would fain were truly.
Modern German suggests that falleth could possibly be please, or things that please both him and me.
I would fain know, find out, wheat. Yeah, wheat, of course, yeah. So it is wheat. I would know, wote, wheat, kind of thing. So, because falleth, he could be grow old. According to this, or be in age, for gods that
for
it. Is it goods or gods?
I think it's gods.
I think that's gods.
Right, okay.
Father, I fall into your need to know how we should ruled be, for gods that falleth both him and me, I would fain know truly. Gonna leave that one up in the air for a bit.
I can't get the sense of it, really.
What the "for gods that falleth" precisely means, it's that bit that falls through the cracks. Anyway, Adam, you're obviously very sad. This has been referred to as seemingly sad and sure, because obviously you've seen paradise. You're a miserable sod. First of many. And you're going to try and teach your sons a lesson.
Sons, yearn to speak naturally. The first fruit of kindly engendure, before whom, save your mother and I, were never none of man's nature. And yet we're all of another portraiture, as you have me often heard said soothly. Wherefore, sons, if you will laugh sad and sure, first are you counsel most singularly, God for to love and dread. And such good as God hath thou sent, the first fruit offer to him in sacrifice brent. Him ever beseeching with me content, in all your works to save and speed.
Offer something to God. Offer something lovely to God.
The first fruit?
Yep.
Gramercy, Father, for your good doctrine. For as ye ask teaching, so shall we do. And as for me, through God's grace divine, I will there forthwith apply me thereto.
And though me be loath, I will now also unto your counsel, Father, me incline. And yet I say now to you both too, I had liever gone home. Well, what a time.
Rather be at home having dinner. Because presumably you've been dragged out to some special place to talk to Dad. He's probably sitting in the wilderness just being miserable. And he's just, I'd rather be home watching telly, having a can.
What I'd really rather do.
And Adam's last, I think that's all Adam now says. I don't think we hear from Adam until the New Testament. And he's taken out of jail. I could be wrong. Might have missed him later on. There's a lot of A's coming up, so it could be confusing. I think that's it until you bust out of hell. if you're in that one, I can't remember.
Okay. Now, God, grant good sacrifice to you both too. He vouchsafed to accept you and all mine, and gave you now grace to pleasant him so, that ye may come to that bless that himself is in, with ghostly grace, that all you're here leaving, may be to his pleasing, and at your hen's partying, to come to good place.
Hens.
Yes, hens. It's not a hen party.
it's going from hens.
So he's, and it's like this final blessing, this final benediction, almost like you know, it can't go well.
Not very well.
It's sort of presaging. And Abel alone, I assume, is that alone? Does it?
Speaks. Says.
Oh, it's just just speaks. So it's a sort of, which is sort of implied.
Abel speaks. Yeah, I've been practicing my Latin on the directions. Right, Almighty God and God full of might, be whom all things are made of naught. To thee, mine heart is ready.
Dight. Yes, and I'll give you a precise meaning of dight, but it's quite a common one. Do carry on.
Right, to me my heart is ready dight, for upon thee is all my thought, all sovereign Lord, reigning in eternity, with all the meekness that I can or may, this lamb shall I offer it up to thee. Accept it, blessed Lord, I thee pray.
So, we've got lots of things for dight. That's why I couldn't, off the top of my head, go for it. So, in this case, it's probably, it's effectively almost a tautology. My heart is ready. Yeah. Prepared. Ready, prepared is a better one. Sort of dedicated, that sort of area. Mm. But it really is one of those that can be all sorts of things offered.
It's there to keep the scansion rather than
Well, it
adding meaning, isn't it?
I think it's the problem is it's just one that has lots of slightly similar but the same meanings that are very shifty. Because it's a short word, therefore it has lots of meanings. That's the general rule of thumb with words. Anyway, you keep going because you have a gift and it's simple.
I'm a simple soul.
Yeah. I think you get on with it, actually, don't you, when you do your gift. It's like...
Get this bugger over with and get home to me tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, my gift is but simple. This is no nay, but my will is good and ever shall be. Thee to serve and worship both night and day, and there to thy grace grant through me, through thy great mercy, which in a lamb's
likeness.
A lamb's likeness, thou shalt for man's wickedness. Once been offered in painfulness and deign full dolefully.
Dolefully,
yeah.
Dolefully, it's a lovely way of spelling it. So once again, we have our playful sheep. At some point, I don't know when it gets its throat slit. This is where I turn against Abel, by the way. Just happily slaughtering animals for his god. I'm sort of almost on Cain's side, I have to say. Only slightly.
Ah, right.
Sorry, it's you again.
Yes, for truly, Lord, thou art most worthy, the best to have in each degree, both best and worst, full certainly. All is had through grace of thee. The best sheep, full heartily, amongst my flock that I can see, I tithe it to God of great mercy, and better would if better mine might be. Even here is mine offering, I tithe to thee with a right good while of the best you sentence me till. Now, gracious God on heaven hill, accept now my tithing.
Now, there's lots of points in there when the sheep could be killed.
Yes.
It could be killed at the end. It could be killed I tithe it to God of great mercy, because I assume it's not just the sacrifice, it's then offering up the dead sheep.
So it says, even here is mine offering, so possibly it's them.
Yeah, because in theory, of course, you should be burning the offering, which is, we haven't had any particular mention of that. That's something that's more explicit in the Abraham plays. So when the sheep dies is open for debate? ?
It probably matters more to the sheep than the...
Well, it does matter, depending on whether God replies, you see, because there's an acceptance, and that's where the jealousy comes in. And there are no... I haven't found any stage directions yet. There is one coming up later on. I think it's just when Abel does the deading. So we have to infer, possibly, some stage directions. Anyway, Cain, your turn. Let's see what he's doing.
Amongst all fools that going on ground, I hold that thou be one of most. To tithe the best that is not sound, and keep the worst that is near lost. But I more wisely shall work this stound. That's a good one. To tithe the worst and make no boast of all my corns that may be found in all my fields, both croft and cost, I shall look in on every side. Here I tithe this untend sheaf. Let God take it or else leave. Though it be to me great repref, I'll give no force this tide.
And the thing is, I just have a go. I'm really on your side here, because it's a massive waste of, and you know, you're presumably a very barely struggling agrarian society. Why would you give up your best corn? Unthend. That's an interesting word. I wonder if that's a modern word that's just
isn't
got...
Isn't it untended?
I'm just checking, because it might not be. I suspect it is, but you never know.
It's a random sheep you found, isn't it? It's not, not any, anything you
untended
want.
Untended, unlooked after.
Poor in quality, unthend. So it is actually a different word.
Which doesn't seem to... come down to modern English, does it?
No.
I don't think so.
No, it doesn't, which is why I quite like it. Confused.
No, he just hasn't entered into the spirit of the thing. That's the trouble.
No,
he's
hasn't.
Giving
he
his
hasn't.
Best. He's not. That's what sacrifice is. You give your best. It hurts to give it up.
I think you're paraphrasing what you're about to say.
Indoctrination.
So maybe in this play, it's not so much that God's response is what gets you deaded, it's actually the fact you turn on your brother, because I don't know whether you do in the other plays. Let's see where this goes, because I don't know this one very well.
Well, now, Cain, brother, thou dost fall ill, for God thee has sent both best and worst. Therefore thou showed to him goodwill, and tithe to God ever of the best.
Yep, you basically paraphrased it before you said it.
Yes.
And you're going to continue your theme, I think.
Which is practicality, pragmatic.
Yeah. Tithe, tithe in any case is only a tenth of it, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yes, you are only giving a seventh. You're not burning all your stock. You are giving the best.
You're
supposed to be giving the best of your materials, and you're only giving the worst. You're giving the worst tithe, not the best tithe.
Yeah, you can see where he's coming from then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. He's a pragmatist, isn't he?
Yeah.
So Abel's had a bit of a go at Cain. Cain responds.
In faith thou showest a feeble skill.
Yeah, skill. Yeah.
Skill. In faith thou showest now a feeble skill. It would me hinder and do me grief. What were God the better, though say me till? To giving him away my best chef and kit myself the worse. He will neither eat nor drink, for he doth neither sweat nor swink. Thou showest a feeble reason, methink, what thou fondest as a best, I guess.
That's interesting, because he's saying, God doesn't eat or drink, so what good is it to him?
Yeah.
That's the best one.
Once again, I'm siding with the dark side.
Well, I must admit, it makes sense, doesn't it?
It's a certain logic. What does God need this stuff for?
Well, in other words, Cain's a bit ahead of his time, really, isn't he?
He's a materialist.
Back down to Abraham. Mm.
I'm just wondering whether you could almost look at this in a very cynical way of follow the money. The priesthood have been very keen on pushing this story of giving you the best tithe on the basis it's usually the priesthood.
Well,
the ones who benefited.
Yeah. Anyway, let's not be too modern about this. Let's keep within the time frame.
And linguistically, actually, this slips very nicely into Cumbrian.
Mm. Yeah. All West Midlands with yow.
Yeah. In faith thou showest no feebles.
Anyway, let us continue the argument. And this is a bit of a back and forth. Suggested that the actual blow this time, it's less premeditation and more you're in the middle of a raising row and he just clubs you with the remaining bit of dead sheep.
Yet me think my wit is good, to God evermore some love to show, of whom we have our daily food, and else we had but little drew.
Yet me thinketh this wit is wood, for ooh, of thy lore I find but few. I will nevermore change my mood, for no words that thou dost chew, I say I will tide the worst.
No God that sit in heaven above, on whom is set all mine whole love, this wicked will from thee he show as it please him best.
Hark, Abel, brother, what array is this? Thy tithing brenneth as fire full bright. It is to me great wondery wis. A child is now a strange sight.
God's will, forsooth, it is that my tithing with fire is light. For of the best were my tithes, of the worst thou didst him dight.
Diddest him, I think.
Diddest him. Oh, I'm didded. Right, diddest.
And I think, so obviously you haven't cast anything into the fire yet.
Right.
So you're comparing your tithes. This is what I've got, this is what I've got. You're about to actually make the offering. So the sheep's probably dead, but you haven't actually burnt it yet, which is what we're obviously, thy tithing brenning is fire full bright. So, yeah.
Bad thing, thou him bead. Of the best was my tithing, and of the worst was that thine offering. Therefore, God Almighty, Heaven King, allow right now this deed.
What, thou stinking losel, and is it so? Doth God thee love and hate me? Thou shalt be deed, I shall thee slow. thy Lord thy God thou shalt never see, tithing more shalt thou never do. With this chaffel born I shall slay thee. This the death is dight, the days be go, out of mine hands thou shalt thou not flee. With this stroke I thee kill. Now this boy is slain indeed, of him I shall never more hand read. He shall hereafter never ate a bread, with this grist I shall him hell.
So good. So we've got four lines up from the bottom of that speech. Obviously that's the killer blow. Okay, anyway. So, deaded.
Are you deaded?
Do you want to do a death cry? There we are. Great God, it's your big moment.
Shane, come forth and answer me. I saw my question and unright. Thy brother Abel, where now is now he? Adon, and answer me as tight.
My brother's keeper who made me. Sin one was I his keeping knecht. I cannot tell where that he be. To keep him was I never dight. I know not where he is.
that final hanging line's beautiful, isn't it? It's just, you follow the Bible in a sort of roundabout way. I don't know. And I liked the connect, thank you. That worked quite nicely. I think that fits.
Ah, cursed Cain, thou art untrue, and for this deed thou shalt sore rue. Thy brother's blood that thou slew asketh vengeance of thy miss. Thou shalt be cast upon the ground, unprofitable whereso thou wend, both vain and nothing sound. With what thing thou meddle, thus shall it shend.
Alas, in who now am I wound? Accursed of God as man unkenned. Of any man, if I be found, he shall me slow. I have no friend. Alas, and well away. Oh.
Now, just before we turn over, two things. Deus, when you first speak, a soil is answer, actually, apparently. Your second line, Deus.
Oh, right.
A soil, though a soil sounds how it should be said, apparently means answer. So answer my question and on right does fit. Cain, at your last bit on 17, alas, is it in woe rather than woo?
All right, okay.
I don't know, I'm just, it might work, alas. Because it could be, alas, in who now am I wound? Who can I trust? So I don't know if it's who or woe.
Yeah.
It could go either way, question mark. Decisions to be made.
Well, I mean, the reference is forward to God and man, so in which of these, in who of these?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, as an actor in a production, you could go either way.
Yeah.
It entirely depends on how you'd want to do it.
It possibly depends, too, on what this wound is.
Am I wounded?
Wounded.
I would have thought. But it could be wound as in... Again, it's another one where I don't think
way.
You could definitively say which way that word goes either. Because I don't know if I will trust the glossary.
He's been cast adrift. He's a cursed wherever he's and going. He's unknown of man.
Mm.
Wherever he's going. He's, yes, it could be wherever he goes.
It's who.
Where does he get his mark?
It might be on the next page.
I
don't think it's been referenced, has it?
Yeah.
You've just been cursed on the ground.
Yeah.
But that's... It's going here with woe. But I'm not actually convinced. Wound is mostly going for wound, injury, spiritual injury.
What's woo then? Would that help make sense of the sentence?
If it's the who
is it in who?
Who could be woo or woe, rather woe, ho. I think that's where this glossary is drifting me towards, but I'm not actually that fussed.
Well,
that
would make sense if he was making his way in woe.
Yeah. Woe now am I wounded, I think is probably where it's going.
Oh, hang on. No.
But it could be in
God,
who now
God's,
am I...
God's second verse, thou shalt be cursed on the ground, unprofitable whereso thou went.
Yeah.
It's probably a part of went.
Yeah.
Yeah. As in wending your way, yeah?
Mm. Yeah. Now am I wound, now am I wandering.
Yeah.
Alas,
he's just repeating what God said.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's the point, is that we
modern,
do have...
Modern German, it could also be in where, wherever I make my way.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I love it when we don't have a definitive answer. I prefer that as an interpretation to say in I think who is probably woe. I think it's where I am winding, where I am wounden.
That's also
rather than I am wounded.
Yeah.
Because he isn't wounded per
so,
se.
So,
he's just cursed.
Frankie Howard, alas in woe.
woe and thrice woe.
Anyway, let's see what clues the final half page gives us.
Of what man thus that thou be slain? He shall have self-fold more pain. Him were better never to be sane on life be night nor day.
Alas, alas, whither may I go? I dare never see man in the visage. I am wounden as a wretch in woe. Oh God, well, there we are. That's Osser upon Pelion, isn't it? I am wounden as a wretch in woe and cursed of God for my false age, unprofitable and vain also in field and town, in strait and stage. I may... Oh, God. That's another, it's another 3 weeks at the end of the period, Morgan. And I may never make mirths more. I would never wedded to take passage. I dare not here abide. Now will I go, wend me way, with sore sighing and well away, to look where that I best may from man's sight may hide.
So, yeah, so you think everyone's going to try and kill you, but God says, nope, nobody gets to kill you.
You've got a bloody
play.
Suffer. It could be 3 weeks in Morecambe, it could be Saturday night at the Glasgow Empire.
So cheerful, happy play. quite brief, to be fair. Very few stage directions. There could be lots inferred in there. You know, other plays have, you know, divine light coming down on Abel when he makes his sacrifice, and a sort of for when Cain does his. But it does seem to be just simply that there seems to be some kind of gap there, doesn't there, between Abel and then you deciding to kill him. There seems to be something there.
Well, it could possibly be seen as a bit sudden unless there is a backstory.
Yeah. Mm. Well, yeah, that there's a little bit more to the beginning and we may be missing a few little bits and pieces. It's not like... Because there are other plays where it's much more like the sacrifice goes horribly wrong and then you do a sort of, come on, Abel, we're going for a lovely walk. La 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 la. And there's premeditation. This seems to be like a hot-blooded murder.
Mm. I was going to say, Sam's a nicer character, actually, because he doesn't... Yeah. Yes.
You know, he's, you know, he...
It's all done in
haste. He rationalises the logic of how he's going to do his tithe.
Yeah.
And then when it goes wrong and God rejects him, which is inferred, that's when you get angry. So you're as much angry with yourself as you are with Abel. Throwing a psychological bent onto it.
Well, yes, it does, because it also suggests that somewhere down inside him he was hoping that God would say, yeah, that's fine.
Fair enough.
That's clever. Reward you for your
intelligence. Good thinking, that man.
Yeah.
But, of course, as his parents have eaten of the tree of knowledge, we can't have any of that.
No. No, can't have any thinking. Thinking is bad, Cain. Rational thought is not to be encouraged. We prefer blind obedience from Abel here.
Yeah.